We finished Sif Aleph yesterday, Besiyata Dishmaya. There is, however, a couple of Mishnah Berurahs which are related to Sif Aleph, which we're going to see now. The first Mishnah Berurah that I want to discuss is Sif Katan Yud. The Mishnah Berurah says, Minig Loima Achas Fira. The minig is to say, after the counting of the Oima, Yirotzin Shebone Beis HaMikdash. The meaning is to say at the end or after following the actual counting, we say, Yirotzin Shebone Beis HaMikdash. Kloima, the meaning of that, why do we say that? The Oznikai Mitzvah Havos HaOima. That when we count the Oima, we do that with having in mind also the actual bringing of the Korban Oima. So we connect it. We say, okay, we counted the Oima, we made the bracha, we counted the Oima. But in back of our minds, or perhaps not so back of our minds, we consciously also connect it to the actual Hakrova, the Korban of the Oima, which should be coming by Ezer Hashem as soon as possible. So therefore we state and we say, Yirotzen Shebone Beis HaMikdash, we talk about the building of the Beis HaMikdash, because we want to connect it to the rebuilt third Beis HaMikdash and where we're actually going to bring the Korban HaOima properly. Some of the additional meaning of saying Elohim Yechaneinu as well, other Kapitlech Tehillim subsequently. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does not mention here something else which is very common to say, not after the counting of the Oima, but just before the saying of the bracha. What is it? That's right. That's right. Very good. Hineni Muchan, which starts in the Shem Yichud, and then after Hineni Muchan. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah does not mention it. There may be no reason why he doesn't mention it. It could just be that he doesn't mention it because there is no reason to mention it. It's probably more likely that he doesn't mention it because he didn't say it and he didn't particularly approve of it. Why not? Why does the Mishnah Berurah not bring this L'shem Yichud? So there is a thesis why it could very well be why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it, because of one particular sentence which is said within that, one particular phrase which is said within that, which remains very controversial. And what is it? Let me just get a siddur. What is it? That's right, absolutely. We say, and I'm just taking out just to prove that in writing, we say, L'shem Yichud Ikud Shebarichu Hineni Muchon Umezumon Lekayim Mitzvah Azeh Shel Tzfiras HaOima. I am hereby fulfilling the mitzvah, the positive mitzvah of Lekayim, fulfilling mitzvah say the positive commandment Shel Tzfiras HaOima of counting the Oima, commercial kosuv, as it says in the Pasuk, commercial kosuv Batoru Svatim Lechem Ochaz Shabbos Miyem Aviyechem Es Oima Ratznufa Sheva Shabbos Lish Tmimos Tieno. This is what we say. Now, this is a problem here. Well, as Gideon points out, it's very controversial to state that. Because, is it really K'moshe Kosov B'Torah? Do we really count the Oima K'moshe Kosov B'Torah? Is that true to say that? No, it's not. We hold that the counting of the Oima is merely rabbinical. We hold that it's the Rabbanon. That's how we pasken. According to most opinions, as we discussed a few evenings ago. So if it is only medrabanon, so how can you say k'moy shekosu b'toyra in any muchon lekayim etzasechel tzvias ha'oyim k'moy shekosu b'toyra? Svatim lechem. This seems to be very wrong, inaccurate, and perhaps even more so, some even want to suggest that by saying hineni muchon lekayim etzasechel, it could even possibly be a transgression of the Issur Baal Tosef. We know you're not allowed to do something with having in mind that it's a mitzvah asay deraisa, when in reality it's not a mitzvah asay deraisa. That would be a bal toisif. If you try to fulfill a mitzvah and really it's not a mitzvah, that's an isa bal toisif. So whether that's good to go that far and claim that it's bal toisif, that's far fetched. But I mean, it might be far fetched, but for sure to say ineni muchon lekayim, at the very least, the Pshat Mezalman mentions perhaps you're lying. How can you say something is a deraisa if it's not? There is, it's only Dabonon. Therefore, many poskim, such as the Bisogan Kefisha, the old Yerushalayim Rav, he was very opinionated, one shouldn't say it, it's wrong. Others change the nusach a bit. Others say, the Shem Yichet, and afterwards they say, Neni Muchon Lekayim, Lekayim, a mitzvah shall tefiyah sa oima, and they skip out the word k'moshe kosuv b'Torah. Some of that minig as well, but I think it's still true to say. I think it's true to say that the majority of people still say it. Yeah, what's your minig, gentlemen? You don't. I heard once somebody told me that many people do say, my personal meaning is also not to say, but I think many people do say, and somebody once told me the reason why many people are makpe to say the Ineni Muchon when it comes to Sfiras HaOyma, as opposed to any other mitzvahs, many people, those very people that would say it by Sfiras HaOyma, many of them are not going to say it when it comes to putting on tefillin, when putting on petalas, when it comes to many other mitzvahs. They don't say it. Why not? If it's good to prepare yourself for the mitzvah, which it is, and if it's right to put yourself in the right frame of mind to fulfill the mitzvah, which it is, so it makes sense to say it in any muchon lekayim. But then, what was the difference between Sfiras HaOyma and other mitzvahs? You have to be consistent. And many chassidim have a fine gold. No, I think many chassidim will say l'shem yichud by any mitzvah, which is great. So why? But why do some people are lacking consistency and they will say it by Sfiras HaOyma and by others? So just that one is the most controversial one out of all. So why do they say? So the answer is because the mitzvah is so short. You can't just say Baruch Atah and then afterwards count and that's it. You're done. It's too short. So therefore people feel like adding something to it, which might be a good, very pragmatic thesis. But either way, we've got to understand what Pshatin is. Why do we say that? I saw that Shlomo Zalman was not bothered about it. He said that it's fine to continue. He said that people should continue saying, And his rationale was that you don't say k'mo shekosuv b'Torah in terms of this is the source of the mitzvah and we do it as a Torah obligation. Rather, what it means is that it's connected to that. We know that there's a mitzvah sederaisa, which nowadays we cannot fulfill. And nowadays we do it only in the Rabbanon, but of course it's connected, it comes from, it's sourced, it initially started from the Deraisa. So therefore it's true to still state the phrase of commercial conservator. Fine. Well, you can hear that as well. You can hear that. And some skip out those words, some don't say it altogether, and it appears from the Mishnah Berurah that he skipped it altogether, he didn't actually say it. Right. It's interesting, by the way, that I saw this shaila discussed extensively in a sefer which is called Titan Emes Liakov, it's a sefer that thick, and that sefer discussed the halachas of lying, sheker and emes. There's old sefer, but there's a few sfeim about that. When are you allowed to, well, when are you allowed to lie, when you're not allowed to lie? It's interesting halachas, and within that he discusses this paragraph. Are you allowed to say lekayim mitzvah say shel tefiyah soim? It's part of that discussion that he discusses over there. Okay. I say if Kotn Yud Aleph says as follows, right? If you're saying it in a different wording, kugoin, such as Biyom Lamates on the 39th day of the Oymer, you would say, Oma, he said, Hayoim Aboim Chosa Achas. You say today is 40 minus 1. So there's a discussion here as to whether if you don't actually count 39, but if you're saying 40 minus 1, 40 lacking one. If you're Yotze by saying that as well, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that yes, you're Yotze. You could be Yotze by saying 40 minus 1. The Bialocha discusses similar cases. What if you say Yud Ches? What if you say Mem Beis? What if you say those kinds of terminology, which is not really, you haven't actually spoken out the word, the number. And in many cases, you're actually Yotze. It's very relevant for which evening is irrelevant. One particular evening, it's particularly relevant. Lag BaOmer. Because Lag BaOmer, you're not actually saying today, if you're saying tonight is Lag BaOmer and you haven't counted yet, have you messed up your bracha? If you're saying tonight is Lag BaOmer. If you said tonight is Lag BaOmer. What do you say? Why? Why are you not why have you not messed it up?
Because when you're saying lag, you're not having in mind to count lag. You lag to become a name in its own right rather than a counting mechanism.
Why is it different than saying 40 minus 1?
A name for the day, become a generic name for the day, and it's therefore lost its numerical kind of...
Interesting. You're saying that it's a term on its own. It's like a title of a Yom Tov. And it doesn't actually refer to that...
If
what if?
You haven't mentioned the weeks, is it a problem?
We learned yesterday that you're still Yotze, yeah. We learned yesterday, Sif Cotton Tess, that if you're counting the days without the weeks, you're still Yotze. So yes, I would probably agree with the Biosel. We're going to talk about this Svo that you're suggesting. We're going to talk about that on the Bialocha on a subsequent Shemit Hashem. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says you should still. You should still lechatchila say it afterwards again. You are saying that you didn't lose the bracha if you say that. I don't know. Interesting svara. Not sure. Right. Okay. So that's with regards. So that's one has to be careful about not saying 40 minus 1. Obviously, that doesn't mean that you have got any problem by saying yesterday was 10 days, yesterday was 5 days. Obviously, that's not a problem. Okay, now the... the Bialocha asks, what's the Halocha with regards... And we'll see that later. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis. Okay, Seif Beis talks about the following scenario. Yidden used to count the Oima, and they used to rely not on the watches and on the clocks, rather on what's going on outside. They would have a look, is it night, is it not night? And that's how they would know if it's time to count or not. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about the following case, the unfortunate scenario. If they made this mistake on a cloudy day, so it was a cloudy day, really, they wanted to wait until it's nightfall. And they thought it's already Nacht. They thought it's Nacht. They looked outside and it looked pretty dark. So they counted, but in reality they had made a mistake. It was just a nice English day, and it was very cloudy, and they didn't realize that it might have been raining for that matter too. They thought it was later than it really was. There was no watches then. There was no way of checking the time. So they really genuinely thought it was already nightfall, but it wasn't. It was just dark outside. And they counted the oima. So what are they meant to do? They counted that little bit too early. So the halacha is, im tov b'yoima ma'onan, if they made a mistake on a cloudy day, and they counted the oima, what should they do? They should count again later when it's clearly dark. They should count again. They should have a recount later on. Okay. Now he adds, the Yidnu are particularly careful. The Medaktikim, the ones who are careful to fulfill the mitzvahs in the best possible way. Einom soifim, they do not count. Ad, until tzeitzik kechovim, until it is proper nacht. Vechein roi lasos, and that is the proper way of fulfilling the mitzvah. You wait until you're sure that it is nacht, and then you wait until it's properly dark outside, and that is when you count. Now, for added clarity in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Beis explains as follows. So the last wide, last short, last narrow line, Choizim, who medivrei Rashba b'tshuva. This Shulchan Aruch is a quotation of the Tshuvas HaRashba, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet. Umevuah Sham, it is explained there the following, that's the case, that's the scenario. In this particular case, they davened Mincha and Maariv, one after the other. And it wasn't Nacht yet, because the Yidden, they davened Mincha, followed by Maariv. Certainly with regards to Maariv, you do not need to wait until it is night, because of Tichra Tzibur, as the Gemara says in Brachas, when it comes to Maariv, you're not matriach yidden, you don't burden Jews to come a second time back for Maariv. Yidden come to shul once in the morning for shachris, and once in the evening for mincha and Maariv. You don't burden the yidden, you don't oblige the yidden, you don't force the yidden, you don't impose on the community to come round a second time because of tircha tzibura. So therefore, that's what the Gemara says. That's why you do mincha followed by Maariv. So therefore, you don't ask them to have Maariv a second time, certainly not. Rak, only, in Sfira, when it comes to Sfira, there's no Tircha in counting again. How can you say, today is 10 days, but it's only 9 days? So you've got to make sure that you count late enough, that it physically is already the 10th day. Because that is still the 9th, and it's not the 10th. It's only the 9th, until it's the Tzeisak Echovim, the night full of the 10th. And that's when you should be counting. Ad Kan Dvor of Shom. So therefore, if the Yidin daven Mincha Maariv, Mincha is good anyway, Maariv, they daven Maariv too early. Yes, but it was just cloudy outside, they daven too early. So when it comes to Maariv, it's okay, don't worry about it. But when it comes to Sfira Sa'oim, they should make sure to count after nightfall again. Really, it should have been okay to count. It would have been okay to be lenient. Really, it should have been okay. It could have been possible to count after Shkia before Nacht. What time was Shkia tonight? Approximately? Harav Gossman, I'm sure you'll know.
10 past 8.
10 past 8, approximately 10 past 8. All right. Okay. So if a person counts at 10 past 8, really, so Mishnah Berurah is teaching us over here that the minadino yefshal hakel is b'mishtech shav kodem tzitzik chovim. Nacht is what time? If Shkia is at 10 past, so Nacht is at
9.
Quarter past 9, according to some opinions. I'm sure there's earlier days than that. But so he said, but certainly there is that gap after 10 past 8, after Shkia, if you count Ben Ashmoshes, the first Ben Ashmosh, the first Shkia, first Ben Ashmoshes, so after that, you can count already. Before the Nacht, the real Nacht. The Ben Hashmosh is rak sofek laila, because after Shkia, it's only sofek laila. It is twilight period. Ve'azilon lekula besofek drabonon, and we are generally lenient when it comes to a drabonon, to a rabbinical sofek. Besfira bizman hazeh, our sphere nowadays, shum drabonon, which only rabbinical, according to most authorities, elod. So really, should be fine to count after Shkia before nightfall. Elo, only the Mikonokim, Einu Nochel Hachnes Atzmon Sofik Lechatchile. It is better yet to avoid that and not to count before Nacht. Better to avoid that. For Lechachin and Hefuam, a tactic in Mamtinin, the people who are careful with the fulfillment of the mitzvahs, they are careful to wait until night, Shubba Vadalaila, which is certainly night. Right, okay. Now this is interesting because we're learning over here that ideally should wait for Nacht. I want to suggest something a little bit controversial here. I want to suggest something. Now it's still reasonably early, kind of. But when it comes close to Shavuos, these are probably the longest days of the year. So Shkia gets ready. What's the Shkia? The latest it gets? It gets very late in England. We wait till Nacht. We do. Questions with regards to children, and I don't only mean very young children, which are probably anyway exempt of, counting. You know, very young children. There's no chinuch. There's no chinuch to do that. But we're talking about a reasonable age, where it's probably past their bedtime, or it's very late in the evening for them. I want to ask if it's worthwhile. Being machmi and stringent for those children that age to count after Nacht, or rather they should count earlier, and I'm talking about with a bracha, that is, with a bracha. Your thoughts?
After Shkia?
Yeah.
Well, they're not doing anything wrong, surely, because for us to fulfill both opinions, we would count again after once it's night. But once they've already fulfilled, they seem to have already fulfilled their mitzvah by counting with the bracha after Shkia. So it may not be the ideal, but it should be okay.
Yeah, so I couldn't agree more with you. I could not agree more. And I feel that sometimes, this is once in that one case, that sometimes we are stringent, and our stringencies end up being leniencies. I think it's a good example for that, because we tend to be machmir to count after Nacht. In our minds, us normally will count after Nacht. This is what we normally do. We count after Nacht and we make sure it's a good Nacht and it's a late Nacht and we count. And that's good, it's good. But because of that, in our minds, we forget that really, make it then you can count after Shkia before Nacht. And sometimes, because in our minds we count so late, so our children, it's too late for, I don't know, you tell me the age, 10, 12, I'm not sure what age exactly, but it's just too late for them, it's too late for them to stay up so late. And they would say, forget it, you know, go to bed, whatever, it's too late. And in reality, they could have done the mitzvah beautifully, perfectly, with barely a kula by counting earlier. So I want to just remind, we need to be clear that counting after Nacht is a chumrah. It's a good chumrah. It's a proper chumrah. It's a valid chumrah. But as Mishnah Berurah said, it's a good chumrah. Shulchan Aruch says it's a metaktik and it's good. But we must bear in mind it is a chumrah. It's a stringency. And as a wise man once said, the difference between Am Aretz and Talmid Chacham is if a person knows what are the chumras and what are the kulas. And I think that's a good example for that. You can count, and if a person wants not feeling well, it's got a splitting headache, cholera, he needs to go to bed early. Or if a person wants, I don't know what the issue, or he's worried he's going to forget later because he's got an important meeting later, whatever it may be. And it wants to, so count earlier. By all, count earlier. So not night, you're not a machmir. I think it's important for us to remember that. Shema, for sure, you have to do after Nacht. Yeah, Shema is, because Shema is a sofek d'oraisa. So therefore, we're going to be machme, we should be machme after Nacht. Yeah.
What about these boys? Don't these boys have to wait?
Right, okay, so the answer to your question is a very good question. So the answer to that question is that if, this is a topic in its own, but the Gemara says that if this is a bedtime for the children, then they're exempt from that mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that children are exempt from mitzvahs if it's past their bedtime. There's no obligation to keep children up to fulfill a mitzvah. It's a valid discussion also with regards to Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos. And it's other many other areas of Halacha. Abbas in England over here, in northern countries, it's a... But the rule of thumb is that children don't have to stay up for mitzvahs. In principle. Okay. Okay, so that's with regards to... that's with regards to Nacht. Let's finish off with Sifkot and Tezvav, the last Mishnebura on the page. This is good to count after Nacht. We call welcome nevertheless. But if you did count earlier, in the twilight period, Yotzo Yoyotze. But Eli Rabbi is doubtful about this. He says if a person did count in Hashmoshes, best still to count later after Nacht, without the Boch, if that's possible. So he said there's a chumra that if you did count earlier in the twilight period in Ben Hashmoshes, if it's possible, you should count later without the Boch if you manage. I want to point out that I looked earlier at the Minhogim of Reb Solyanka Fisher. He was Rav in Yerushalayim. It's very interesting. I find it so interesting. He was Rav Yerushalayim. He was Nifta. I remember Tovshin Samach Beis, 2002, he was Nifta. And he was one of the great poskim in Yerushalayim. He was the Rav of Yerushalayim, Reb Solyanka Fisher. Very Yerushalmi. And I find it so interesting. They only came up, they came up with a sefer of his pshokim and his anhogas, his customs and his halachas, his dinim came up. 2 years ago, the sefer came out. So he was nifta 2002. That's how many years ago? That's close to, 18 years ago. But the sefer came out 2 years ago. It's very interesting. And he wasn't nifta as a young man. He had all those years, but it just, you never know how things develop. It's very interesting. So anyway, so he over there, he said that anhogas of Shlomo Zalman, he used to count 20 minutes after Shkia, he used to count. He felt that if you wait later, that's not Zizin Makdimin. If you count too late, it's a lack of Zizin Makdimin. It was Makpi to count as early as possible, straight after Nacht, which is 20 minutes after Shkia in Eretz Yisrael. That was his anhoga. That's how he did it. We'll be talking more about it, about the timing of the mitzvah, maybe tomorrow, Mitz Hashem. Just to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned, firstly, about the Hineni Muchon L'Shem Yichud, which is recited before. We said that some people do, some people don't. Some people skip out a few words. We spoke about, after the counting, the Mishtabua says, we say, Yirotzen Shibona Beis HaMikdosh. Some also say, Elohim Yichonenu. We spoke that you're also Yoytze if you're counting by saying 40 minus 1, you're Yoytze. The Bialocha speaks about saying Yud, Yud Beis, Lamed Ches. If you say that, that's kind of Yoytze. So you could potentially might be Yoytze. Then we spoke about Seif Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Speaks about the scenario that they're davening too early. They think it's already Nacht, but they think it's dark outside, but really it's cloudy. And they're counting only after Shkia. So, with regards to Mariv, you don't have to count Mariv, you don't have to say Mariv again. With regards to counting, you should be counting again. And then Medaktikim should be makpid always. People who are careful with the mitzvah should always ensure to count after Nacht. However, if on the circumstances it's difficult, then a person can count the oimer before Nacht. And even with the bocha, that is, even with the bocha. Right, I think that's it for tonight. Okay. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening to you all.